This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. An official with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has told VOA that one of the suspects implicated in the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse was a DEA informant. The official confirmed the information in an email to VOA. The official said following the assassination of the president last week, the suspect reached out to his contacts at the DEA and was urged to surrender to local authorities. The official said that person provided information to the Haitian government that assisted in the surrender and arrest of the suspect and one other person. The suspect was not identified by name. Moïse was shot to death at his private residence in a wealthy suburb of Port-au-Prince in the early morning hours of July 7th. His wife, Martine Moïse, was seriously wounded in the attack. She is in good condition now after undergoing surgery in Miami, Florida. Haitian National Police Chief Leon Charles said police have arrested 18 Colombians and 3 Haitians in connection with the attack, and at least 5 other suspects are believed to be at large. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph has taken charge of Haiti. He told reporters Sunday he's spoken with the First Lady several times since the attack. U.S. consumer prices advanced sharply in June, up 5.4% over a year ago. It was the biggest annual gain since 2008. The new figures indicate that the United States, the world's largest economy, is recovering from the economic downturn triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. inflation rate advanced 0.9% in June compared to May. Prices have been higher over the last few months because new numbers are being compared to prices that fell last year during the worst days of the pandemic. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has declared that preserving voting rights is, quote, a test of our time, as he urged passage of legislation meant to protect the right to vote. Speaking Tuesday in the historic city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Mr. Biden laid out what the White House called the moral case for voting rights. The remarks were meant to counter recent Republican efforts to tighten restrictions on voting. Biden has proclaimed protecting ballot access the central cause of his presidency, but he's faced sharp criticism from allies for not doing more to further the cause during his first few months in office. Speaking at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia, Biden called the efforts to curtail voting accessibility un-American and undemocratic. He called passage of congressional proposals to override the new state voting restrictions a national imperative. Biden's remarks came a day after Democrats in the Texas state legislature left town as a group and flew to Washington, D.C. in an effort to deny their Republican-controlled legislature the necessary quorum to pass a bill placing new restrictions on voting in Texas. The lawmakers who arrived in the nation's capital Monday night said they were prepared to stay in Washington out of the reach of Texas law enforcement until a special legislative session concludes early next month. The Taliban warned on Tuesday that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and will wage war against them. The warning came amid moves on the battlefield that critics say indicate the Taliban are planning a military takeover of Afghanistan. The United States has asked Turkey to secure Kabul's airport after all American and NATO allied troops withdraw from the country by the end of next month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday, without elaborating, that he had agreed with Washington on the scope of how to secure and manage the airport. The Taliban has condemned the deal as reprehensible and demanded that Turkey review its decision. The U.S. State Department has strengthened its warnings to businesses about growing risks of supply chain and investment links to China's Xinjiang region on Tuesday, citing forced labor and human rights abuses there. In a statement, the agency said investments connected to Xinjiang run a high risk of violating U.S. law. State was joined on the advisory by the Department of Labor and the U.S. Trade Representative, showing broad cooperation on the issue across the U.S. government. The new advisory warns U.S. companies they are at risk of violating the law if their operations are even indirectly linked to the Chinese government's vast and growing surveillance network in Xinjiang. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.